Right now, 619, triple team traffic. And we've got, brought to you by Mountain America, My Style Checking. And back over to you and find out what's going on, Heather.
Yeah, well, I've just watched another car spinning out right now, southbound I-15 near 600 South. The car is sitting perpendicular in the two right-hand lanes, and he's trying to move, but every time he does, he gets more and more sideways to the lanes of travel. On the opposite side of the road, northbound I-15, you have a crash, multiple vehicles in the same area. And then we've had word that from 123rd South to 106th in Salt Lake or in the Sandy area, that free part of the freeway has not been plowed at all. So you still have major problems trying to get around the Salt Lake Valley, Eric.
And you have some problems down Utah County too, particularly on the south end of the spectrum. It's a little bit better on the road conditions as you move from about 400 north in Orem heading up towards Point of the Mountain. But south of that, in fact, we've heard from one traffic trooper from Santaquin all the way up through Orem. That's a bit of a problem. You're going to have to take it slow because the roads are going to force you to. Alicia?
Well, same story. This is in Davis County, southbound I-15. It's going to be slow and go for you all the way from Ogden, Brigham City, really. Clear down I-15 through Ogden, Hill Air Force Base, Layton into Kaysville. You're going to see traffic moving around 30 miles an hour, between 30 and 45 miles an hour. Probably closer to 30 is going to be your best bet to get to where you're going safely. If you're connecting to Legacy, traffic moving okay on Legacy Highway right now. And not seeing any crashes to report, just very slow speeds, and you're going to want to use some caution going through that area. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.